Greetings, friends. Historically, the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church have spiritually commingled with each other in branding, or you can say in marking, their followers with putrid pagan practices, then slapping Christian-sounding names on them and teaching people that this honors the one true God. But God calls this system of disobedience idolatry and harlotry and an abominable stench in his nostrils. The Protestant churches that came out of Roman Catholicism repudiated many Catholic teachings. Unfortunately, Sunday worship was not one of them. For though they often don't realize it, by continuing in Sunday observance, Protestant churches acknowledge the supremacy of the Catholic Church over the Bible. Now, why do I say this? That the Protestant churches acknowledge the supremacy of the Catholic Church over the Bible. Why do I say that? Well, this is why the Church of Rome is happy to announce that it changed the Lord's Day from Sabbath to Sabbath. What does the Bible say about the Lord's Day? Well, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 12, and we'll read verse 8. This is in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 8. Here it says, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day." Now let's turn to Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10. This is Exodus chapter 20 and verse 10, and this is the reading of the fourth commandment out of the Ten Commandments that God gave to humanity. And it says here, "The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord." So in the New Testament, we have it said that the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath day. And in the Old Testament, we see that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. Now that's what God says. That's what the Bible says. What does the Catholic Church say about the Sabbath? Catholic Monsignor Sigor, that was his name, Sigor, he wrote, "The observance of Sunday by Protestants is an homage they pay, in spite of themselves, to the authority of the Catholic Church." Now, this is taken from Plain Talk About the Protestants of Today. And that's on page 213. Now, does that surprise you, though, that they would say, the Catholics would say, that the observance of Sunday by Protestants is an homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church? Does that surprise you? Well, listen to this, then. Sunday is our mark. Sunday is our mark of authority. The Catholic Church is above the Bible. And this transference of Sabbath observance is proof of that fact. Oh, how bold, how audacious, how blasphemous is that statement? And that statement is written in the Catholic Record. It was written on September 1st, 1923. And did you hear that? They said that changing the Lord's Day from Sabbath to Sunday is their mark of authority. This is the hallmark, the trademark, the main mark of a system of disobedience. Now, according to Strong's Enhanced Lexicon, the Greek word for mark in Revelation chapter 13, where it talks about the mark of the beast, the Greek word for mark is charagma, that's C-H-A-R-A-G-M-A, charagma, and it means a stamp, an imprinted mark used of the mark stamped on the forehead or the right hand as the badge of the followers of the beast. Also, it can be defined as the mark branded upon horses. And this is entry 5480 in Strong's Enhanced Lexicon. In other words, a mark is a brand of identification. When you brand something, you are stating that the thing that received the mark belongs to you. And previously we have seen that 666 is the mark or the identifying sign or the brand of the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire, of course, we know is the beast. Now this 666 is also the identifying sign or the mark or the brand of the Roman Catholic Church, which is the image of the beast. And it is the identifying sign also of the Protestant churches, because the Protestant churches came part of the way out of the Catholic Church, but a big part of what remains in Protestant churches is the abominable, idolatrous, and disobedient practice of Sunday worship as opposed to Sabbath worship. And now we see, after we have seen that 666 is the mark of the beast, which is the mark of the Roman Empire, and the mark of the Roman Catholic Church, which is the image of the beast, in concert with her harlot daughters, the Protestant churches, now that we have seen that, we also see that these systems of disobedience, the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church, and the daughter of the Roman Catholic Church, the Protestant churches, we now see that these systems of disobedience brand their children of disobedience, in other words, their followers, they brand their children of disobedience with Sunday observance in defiant disobedience to God's commandment to observe the Sabbath day as holy unto the Lord. God says to rest from work and spend extra time in worship on the Sabbath day, which He made for that purpose. Catholic and Protestant churches say, on the other hand, to rest from work and spend extra time in worship on the Son's day, the day of the Son, in worship of truly the Son, S-U-N, not the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God. This is truly in worship of the Son on Sunday. They say that the timing of the Lord's day has been changed from Sabbath to Sunday. But who changed the time? Well, they did. God didn't change it. They did. Now look at this astounding prophecy. This is in Daniel chapter 7 and in verse 25. Daniel chapter 7 and in verse 25. This is a prophecy of the beast. It says, "And he, the beast, which is the Roman Empire, shall speak words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and shall plot to change times and laws." God never changed any time regarding what day is the Lord's day. The Lord's day from the beginning has been the Sabbath day, which God at creation made when He rested from His work on the seventh day. And He blessed that seventh day. He sanctified that seventh day. He made it the Sabbath day, a day that is holy to Him. Therefore, the Lord is Lord of the Sabbath day, the day that He made to be holy, the day that He made for us to come to Him in special, intimate worship. Yes, we can worship God every day of the week. I have no problems with that statement. We should do that. But God is the one, in His infinite wisdom, that has set apart the Sabbath day, the seventh day of the week, as His holy time for us to come into a special, intimate commune with Him. Now, let's look at the astounding fulfillment of this prophecy, the prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, where it says that the beast will plot to change times and laws. Let's look at the fulfillment of this prophecy. And I'm going to give you some quotes from Catholics. "The earliest recognition of the observance of Sunday as a legal duty is a constitution of Constantine on March 7th in 321 AD, and he, in that edict, enacted that all courts of justice, inhabitants of towns, and workshops were to be at rest on Sunday." Now that was an edict by Constantine, and you can find that quoted from the Encyclopedia Britannica, 9th edition, in the article on Sunday. Now we have another quote. The Catholic Cardinal Gibbons, in Faith of Our Fathers, on page 111, said, "You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The Scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday." You hear what he's saying? The Bible, the Word of God, enforces the religious observance of Saturday, but this is a day which we never sanctify. "The Catholic Church," declared Cardinal Gibbons, "by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. In other words, they changed the time from Saturday to Sunday. They changed a law, God's fourth commandment, which is the commandment to observe the seventh day Sabbath. They changed a time and a law. They changed it from Saturday to Sunday. And that last quote can be found in the Catholic Mirror, which was written by Cardinal Gibbons on September 28, 1963. Now another quote. We observe Sunday instead of Saturday because the Catholic Church in the Council of Laodicea, which occurred in AD 364, they transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. And that's found written in the Converts Catechism of Catholic Doctrine, page 50, the third edition. Also in writing is this. The Bible says, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. The Catholic Church says, no! By my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep the first day of the week. And lo, the entire civilized world bows down in reverent obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic Church. And that was written by Father Enright of the Redemptoral College in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's taken from his work, History of the Sabbath, page 802. Now again, these are blasphemous words. These are these words that the beast shall speak against the Most High. And also, as you know, people were persecuted for what Constantine called Judaizing on the Sabbath day. And he caused the Roman Empire to persecute, to wear out the saints of the Most High. That's something that happened historically. It is something that God prophesies will happen again. People who accept the mark of the beast, the identifying sign of the beast, the brand of the beast, with people who accept the mark of the beast, they, in concert with the beast, will cause all who are in opposition to the beast to be persecuted. If you do not receive the mark of the beast in your hand or in your forehead, you will not be allowed to buy and sell, and you will be persecuted to death. Now, in summary, the mark of the beast is a figurative brand of disobedience to God, marking those who refuse to keep God's commandments. And we see that the Catholic Church is the one who fulfilled the prophecy in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, where it used the Roman Empire to change times and laws. And we see that, unfortunately, the Protestant churches that have come out of the Catholic Church have not totally come out of the Catholic Church, because they still observe Sunday as the brand of disobedience that has been branded on them, stamped on them by the Catholic Church. And so people in the future, unfortunately, will be receiving this mark of the beast and will be persecuting people who do not accept this mark in their hands or in their foreheads, who say, no, I will not worship on this pagan day in honor of the Son, S-U-N. I will worship God in spirit and in truth. I will worship the Son, S-O-N, of God.